one of the things that we're particularly excited about and trying to put some time behind is an agent-based modeling approach for identifying opiate users at a county level. And so with that, we have garnered some interest from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and so we're kind of working in tandem with the Office of Unintentional Injury. All of the data that we're using for the agent-based modeling is available to other local health departments, such that we hope that once this gets moving, we're able to generalize this methodology across other local health departments, hopefully across the state. And so some of the examples of some of the basically data points that we'll be using to define characteristics for, like I said, the agents include sex, age, race, occupation, marital status, quality of life, which is a composite of four measures through the CDC, the CDC Healthy Days. Other codependencies, there's a lot in the literature on codependencies and opiate use, and one of the things that we've noticed really through the overdose fatality review that Ron had mentioned earlier is that of the cases that we've examined for 2018, almost 100% are current smokers, which is interesting and kind of aligns with the literature. Alcohol dependency is another big one for that. And then city of residence, rounding out those demographic factors. We did see a statistically significant correlation between overdose death and what city the individual lived in. And so what we can do with that is we develop an at-risk profile, basically a threshold. And so if an individual meets that threshold for at-risk, it really throws them into this pathway, if you will, and basically feeding that simulation. So we'll take 2017, for example. We had 93 overdose deaths. So we only have characteristics of 93 individuals at a county level for 2017 that were that ultimately died of a drug overdose. If we are able to model the county of 230,000 and change, we would be able to expand that view much farther and really get a better gauge of how widespread or not widespread the problem is, depending on what we find. But really, at that point, the programming and the initiatives become much more proactive in nature as opposed to reactive. And for us, just much of public health when it comes to opiate abuse and addiction is based off of overdose death. And for us, that's just kind of too little, too late.